Hello everybody, welcome to Blessed Beyond Measure. In today's episode, I want to share my testimony, my personal experience with God, how I got to know Him better, and how He changed my life a lot. Like, He really, really changed my life for the better, and I just want to begin with a prayer. So please close your eyes, bow your heads, and let us pray before we dive in. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the love and mercy you've given us today, that you woke us up from our beds. I thank you that I have this privilege to share my testimony here, to talk about you, to talk about the Bible freely. I thank you for the freedom you gave us in Jesus when He died on the cross. I thank you that you freed us from sin, and the blood you shed cleansed us, and you gave us eternal life. Please, Lord, bless this podcast, bless the people who will hear it, and fill me with the Holy Spirit, and give me the right words to say to the people. Give me wisdom and boldness to preach the word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Okay, so first of all, I want to talk a bit about my childhood and how it all started. So basically, my mom and my dad became Christian. They met, and I was born in a Christian family. I was born in church. So I always knew about God. I even attended Sunday school, which was usually in the mornings or the afternoons. They were like divided based on age, like certain children were gathering together for Bible study. Basically, it was Bible study. That was Sunday school, and I attended those for a while. Now I am in high school. I am 17. I am in 10th grade, and I no longer attend these because I'm too old for them, but there's opportunities to help the teachers basically that go to the Sunday school. So I am in the church choir, and I've sang in the choir since I was around 6 or 7 years old, and it was lovely. It wasn't always enjoyable, but I love it. Like, I don't really have a voice for singing, but people don't really hear my voice. Only the Lord does, but He knows the heart. Lord knows my heart. And I just really love to praise Him in that manner. But I always thought that something was missing, and I don't know, singing wasn't just really specifically for me. Not that I don't praise Him. I'm not saying that. We all gotta praise the Lord, because the Lord cares about the heart, not necessarily your voice. But if you have that gift, okay, use it to glorify the Lord. But I thought that I had something else. I always had this feeling growing up and learning more about Christ, and I just want to talk about that for a moment. So I kept questioning my calling. I was like, what is it that I have to do? Because I felt really just useless. I felt like I had no purpose because I didn't know how to sing. I never knew that there were areas to serve God other than singing or preaching, but preaching was for men because only men are allowed to preach in the church. I never knew that there's other opportunities such as making a podcast or volunteering or being a missionary. Actually, I knew about the missionary, but I was too young, and I'm still kind of young to just go on and talk about it, even though I wish. You know, it's the Lord's timing. If He wants me to do it, to be a missionary, then I will. But right now, I kept questioning my calling. And I prayed about it, because after getting to know the Lord on a personal level, I prayed about it, because prayer is the solution to everything. And I prayed about it, and the Lord immediately responded to this. Like, I always had this in my heart, and the Lord just kind of confirmed it right after I prayed. Like, I was on my phone on the Bible chat app, it appeared, this question, this exact question that I've just prayed about, it popped up on the phone, and I don't know, that question kind of answered my question, you know what I mean? Like, that just kind of opened my eyes a lot, and I regret not doing it a little earlier, because I always thought that I need to have certain resources, or I don't know, I needed equipment, fancy equipment or stuff, but no. Like, I'm just gonna be real. I am recording from my phone. Like, I don't have any equipment. I just have a mic, but I have no clue how to connect it. It's a tiny mic, and it doesn't work. So I'm just kind of recording from the phone. But the Lord entrusts... If I'm trusted with a little, the Lord will entrust me with a lot, right? Like, it's in the Bible. It's in Luke. So I'm just gonna use this little that I have to glorify the Lord, because if it's enough for the Lord, it's gotta be enough for me. And I regret delaying it a lot, thinking that I'm not good enough for this. I don't have the right equipment. Stuff like that. Like, no. Like, if the Lord wants me to do it, He's gonna provide. Even if it's with a lot or a little, because He knows better, right? So I'm just kind of here. And I really, really, really love it. Like, I love to yap. I love to talk about it. And this is kind of my gift, and I want to use it to glorify the Lord and just, you know, do it. So I just want to say that I was kind of doubting, even after the Lord confirmed it, I was kind of in doubt that I wasn't good enough for this, because I attempted to do it before, and I don't know, I just kept stuttering, I just kept babbling about stuff, and I ended up deleting that first recording because I didn't think it was good enough. And so the doubt started coming. Like, the devil kept telling me, like, oh, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're gonna fail. Like, and I was just kind of super discouraged, even though I didn't let that stop me. But I was at church on a Sunday night, and the Lord kind of spoke to me. But what's funny is that I actually had the revelation after church. Like, where was I when the preacher talked about it? I don't know, but I had the revelation afterwards. So I'm just gonna look for it real quick in the Bible. So it's from Luke 5, chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. So I'm just gonna look for it in a moment. So it was the story of, it was Jesus and Peter. And I don't know, I think, let me just look for the passage. So Luke, where are you, Luke? There we go, we found him. Chapter 5. There we go. Four fishermen called as disciples. So let me just look at the verses. Okay, there we go. So Jesus tells Peter to drop the nets, the fish nets. And Peter then says that, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So Jesus told Peter to, like, drop the net. But Peter was like, but God, I tried all night and caught nothing. So basically, he thought, what's the point? But then his response, I really like his response. He says, but at your word, I will. Like, I'm doubting, but because you said so, I will. And that was what the sermon, the preacher said, talked about this passage right here, like this verse. And when I went home, I kind of connected the dots. So this was kind of me. I was like, Lord, I tried to do it, but I'm a failure. But he was like, no, you gotta try again. So I'm like, okay, at your word, I'm gonna try again. So the obedience, like, Peter's obedience here, like, he has no clue what he's doing. Like, he isn't sure if he's gonna catch anything. But I think most of us know what happened. Like, after Jesus told him to drop the net, and he does at Jesus' word, they caught so many fish that the nets broke. And, like, this is Jesus, you know, praise the Lord, praise him, because he knows what he's talking about, and so I'm here dropping the net at Jesus' word, because, you know, if it's his will, it's gonna be fruitful. And if I have this gift, it will be to glorify the Lord. That's what I want. So, yeah, I'm only young, and but I love to serve the Lord in all the ways that I can possibly serve him. Okay, so I'm going to talk about my childhood a little bit. So as I mentioned, as a little girl, I started singing in the church choir, and there were some parts where it was lovely, some when it wasn't, because some people in the church heard me, and I was also not perfect, still am not. So there were lots of things, but nevertheless, I kind of enjoyed it. And I'm still here, I'm still singing years later, and I just love it. I just love to praise the Lord. So my childhood was actually amazing. Like, I grew up mostly at my grandma and grandpa's house. Like, that's kind of a huge location of my childhood. Like, I spent so much time in there, and I grew up with God, like knowing God. Knowing about God, actually, because I didn't know him on a personal level until I was around 16. And until he really, really opened up my eyes to see who he truly was. Because I knew about his character, but I wasn't like sitting in prayer with him. Okay, I was a little girl. I knew about him, but I just never really understood lots of things. So anyway, we grow up. We become preteens, and that's actually when it gets serious. Like, I grew up, I became more mature, like preteen, 13, 14, kind of around this period. Also, excuse my voice, I'm kind of sick right now. So around this period of my preteenness, where friendships appeared, you know, at school, currently, I'm in a Christian high school, and it's so amazing. Like, I'm so blessed. I'm so glad that the Lord put me in this high school, and that it was his will, not mine, because I actually wanted to go to a different high school that was, I don't even want to say, but the Lord said, no, you are meant to be here. And I'm just so glad. I'm just so glad it was his will, not mine. See, the Lord wants the best of us, only the best of us. And I'm just so glad. I'm so thankful for him and for everything. So, where was I? Yeah, I was a preteen, like 5th grade, 6th grade. In 6th grade, I actually changed schools, and it was for the best that I did, because my other one, I was bullied a lot in that other school, and not that it was as different as the other school that I transferred to, but it was better. It was better. That's when I actually had more friends. But I guess the friend part wasn't really good. Like, I had so many ungodly friendships that obviously led to sin. And we're going to talk about it. So I was friends with a girl. And she discovered Taylor Swift, like, in 2022, October. Or, I don't know, around this period, I discovered her. And after that, oh boy, I started to idolize her, started to listen to her music a lot. And see, I was, at the same time, I was going to church, I was praying, I was praising, but at what cost? I was idolizing something, I was breaking the first commandment, do not have other gods before me. I was friends with the world, and that was obviously a big issue that I never really understood. I was 14 years old, and I was so easily influenced, even though I wasn't so young. Like, I was young, but I could have made my own decisions. Like, I had that wisdom. Okay, I was not wise right now, but I could have been. I could have been if I found the Lord, if I actually seeked him. But no, actually, I fell into the rabbit hole. I fell. So she introduced me to Taylor Swift, and it's not her fault. I'm not pointing her out. It's not her fault. It's not the devil's fault. It's my fault for not understanding that fan culture is a dangerous zone that the devil really uses for young people, like I was, so that he could trap them, because they never even realize that it's danger, because he wraps them up so pretty like presents, but you don't know what's inside until you open the present. And I opened the present without knowing the danger of idolization, because I didn't know God personally. I just knew about him. I knew the Bible, but again, at what cause did I know the Bible? Because I was just lost. I was lost. But Jesus left the 99 to come and find me. And like, that just shows how full of love God is. How full of love and mercy he is, that he did not give up on me. Like, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe how hard he fought for my soul, and eventually he won. And I just want to say that praise. I just want to praise him, and all glory to God, because he's the only one worthy. So back to Taylor Swift. So I was struggling with maladaptive daydreaming even before, and with secular music. I would say that was an issue of mine that I struggled with a lot of times since I was around 8 years old or six. I can't remember exactly, but the first time I picked up a pair of headphones and I was introduced to the world, the secular music, it was just awful. Like, ever since I was a little girl, I kept imagining super weird scenarios, super stupid scenarios while I was listening to that worldly music. And I struggled with this addiction, with this, I don't know what to call it, because for me, it was an illness. Like, I could not bear too long without it. Like, again, idol. It was an idol for me. And I just really struggled with it. And now, Taylor Swift came in the picture. Like, her music. And let's just say that I do not like her music at all anymore. And all that I give to God. Because he changed my mind. He changed my mind. My heart. My perspective on the world. Because he really wanted me for the kingdom. He saw potential in me. He saw what I could become. And he really, really fought. And I eventually responded to the calling. Like, that's how much he loved me. He saw where I was heading. He saw what I was about to do. But he still chose the cross. And he still chose to call me by my name and not by my sins. Because that's how good he is. And I just want to say how good he is, how full of love he is. I just can't picture it. I can imagine all the love, because my human mind cannot comprehend it at all. But anyways, I was delaying. And if that wasn't enough, I was also introduced by the same girl to Heartstopper, which is an LGBTQ show. And I don't know, I want to get into the details, because it genuinely disgusts me. I'm sorry, but it really does. Actually, I'm not sorry. It's a sin, okay? And, you know, we have to glorify the Lord with everything that we do, what we listen to, what we watch, everything. Like, it's even in the Bible. Let me just look for it. It's in Colossians 3, chapter 3, verses 23-24. Let me just look for it in the Bible real quick. So it says something, to do things wholeheartedly, as for the Lord and not for man. So let me just look for it. Colossians. Okay. There we go. So it says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto man. Exactly. And we are a light of the world, as it says in Matthew 5:14. Jesus himself tells us that we are the light of the world. And so we have to represent Christ, because he is the light, right? So if I'm watching something so wicked, thinking that it's okay, how am I representing Christ? How did he feel? I'm sorry. How did he feel when I was watching that, thinking it was okay? Like, for me, it was so comfortable to just think, oh, this is okay because I'm with God, but also with the world. No, it's, let me just say that it's not, because being friends with the world makes you an enemy of God. And that is found in James 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Like, you cannot be friends with the world and still be with God, because that makes you an enemy of God, ultimately. And I thought it was okay. You know, the comfortness of that, like, the Lord kept trying to call me back, to call me to Him, but I was still refusing because I like living comfort. Like, He kept telling me in my mind, like, this phrase, spiritual blindness, which I was living in because I thought I was okay. But I kept denying it. I didn't recognize that it was the Lord until, I don't know exactly, but it's been a while since I recognized that it was God trying to tell me that, hey, you're not doing what you should be doing. Like, it's not okay to be in the fan culture, idolizing, living the way you're living, and still be with me. You know, like, it's not okay. And I just kept ignoring that thought because I was just thinking that it's nothing. But now I'm looking back at it and it wasn't nothing. Like, it was truly, truly God telling me through His Holy Spirit to let go. Just, I had to let go of the sin and just repent. Like, it was so easy, but I was just so stubborn. And I just really wanted to be with the world and also with God, which is impossible, as we've just read. Like, you cannot be with the world and with God. Like, that's just not how it is, because we see how wicked the world is, how dark it is, and that's why we are called to be lights. We aren't called to be lights in a perfect world. We are called to be a light in a world full of darkness, right? Right, because we are to represent Christ. So, this ungodly friendships actually lead to sin, but I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just blaming myself, and I was the only one at fault for not recognizing that it was dangerous and not recognizing God's voice. So I was still living the way I was living. I was living a worldly lifestyle. But then, while we were going back home from Greece on the bus, my mom had a dream about the rapture. It was in August, like this summer, I believe it was. Oh yeah, it was in August. No, it was in September. I'm sorry. In September. And my mom had a dream about the rapture. And I don't know, that dream made me question my lifestyle. Like, it really moved me, her dream. Like, it woke me up. It was a wake-up call, like, through my mom's dream. Like, this is how wonderful God is. He speaks in so many ways that we just can't imagine even, like, through her dream. I didn't even dream about the rapture. She did. But somehow her dream spoke to me. And that's just wonderful. And that really moved me. Like, I started to think, maybe I should quit secular music and idolization. Maybe I should live my life fully dedicating it to the Lord instead of just being with the world and with God also, because I would rather serve God than be comfortable. But no, this still didn't convince me. Like, I don't know how this didn't really move. Like, it moved me, but I was still like, I'm just gonna remain here because it's okay. Like, that's what I thought. But guys, it was not okay, and it will never be okay. So I kept being that way until I was at church one morning, I believe, or night, and there was a prophecy. Like, God spoke directly to the church, to us, and He spoke to me, and I guess that's kind of the moment I encountered Him. And like, I don't remember the words exactly, but from that prophecy moved me. Like, let me just tell you, that prophecy was the one that genuinely changed my life. I guess, no, the Lord changed my life, but through that prophecy, I was like, okay, you know what? Sin is sin. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna repent from it. And I'm just gonna dedicate my life to the Lord. So that was the turning point of my life. Like, the Lord spoke to me so many times. But that was the moment I genuinely decided to leave. Because I understood how wrong it was. And the Holy Spirit really convicted me of it. And the Lord was just so insistent on me. And I'm just so thankful because he really never gave up on me. He saw how wicked I was. He saw the way I was living. He saw that I genuinely loved the world so much and not him. I didn't love him enough. But he was still like, I love this girl. I died for this girl and I want this girl for the kingdom. Like, I want Raluca, and for that wicked version of her, I died. You know, like, he's so good. Like, I just can't believe it. Like, now that it's Holy Week, I'm just reflecting on Jesus's crucifixion, but we should reflect on it every single day. But now I'm just kind of thinking of it and thinking about how he suffered, but also how he really thought about me. And like, he died for those sins 2000 years ago. He died for those sins that I've done that I didn't even realize were sins. Like, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because he's worthy of it. So that's how loving he is. Like, I don't need anybody else. Like, I was also fantasizing and wanting a boyfriend, you know, like, teenage years stuff. So it was normal, but like, in my mind, I was like, I want somebody to dedicate their life. Like, I want somebody to do something for me. I want somebody to do something big for me. Something out of love. Miss girl, Jesus just died for you. He lived a perfect life. He lived a blameless life. He did what he did. He humbled himself for you. Just for you. He shed his blood for you. What other act of love do you need? Like, I even today, like, obviously I'm kind of imagining and picturing like what it would be to have a boyfriend, and thinking, how does it feel for someone to love you? Well, Jesus loves us, and nobody ever on this earth is going to be able to love us like Jesus. Nobody. Like, he's the only one who stood by us on our worst and our best. And people most of the time either betray us or hurt us. It's inevitable because we are sinners. We are all sinners. Like, even I hurt people intentionally and unintentionally. Like, I hurt people. I disappointed people, and so did the people to me. But Jesus never. He never fails. I love this song, Firm Foundation, because Jesus is never ever going to let us down. He's never going to disappoint us. He will never fail. I just really, really love this song. And I just love Jesus, how he set me free from the loneliness I was feeling. Because before finding Jesus, and whenever I was sad, whenever I was hurt, whenever I was crying my heart out, whenever I had that feeling when my soul hurt, not just my heart, but my soul, you know, that pain you feel in your soul when you just can't even, like, tears streaming down your face, and your soul actually, it's hurting you, you know? Whenever I had moments like that, before finding Jesus, I was isolating myself. I was lonely. Like, not even my parents were there because they had their own issues. Nobody really saw me in those crushing pains moments, but Jesus did, and he loved me even in those moments. He lifted me up, and now I'm just so glad I have him, because every time I feel that way, I better go to him. Like, I'm gonna go to him, because now I've found him. I found how loving he is towards me, but he's also a great judge. Let us not forget that. But he's also a loving father, and he's just the best of best. God is, and I'm just so thankful for everything that he has done, everything, absolutely everything. And as the title of the podcast is Blessed Beyond Measure, because that's exactly how I feel and how I am. I am blessed beyond measure, and nothing that I could do on earth could ever repay Jesus's love, because he is just so amazing. And all those things that I've went through, all those pains, like from school or from friendship, from betrayal, Jesus understands, and Jesus is by our side all the time. So let us not forget that, okay? Let us not forget that. So he also set me free from maladaptive daydreaming, which I struggled even after I found Jesus. Like, it was something that I just had no clue how to get rid of. Like, I was always crying out to the Lord and wanting to escape it, but I never really did until I took the extreme measure, until I threw my headphones in the trash. That's literally what I did, because I had to do my part, you know. Like, even in the Bible, in Matthew 26:41, it talks about taking severe measures to prevent sin. Like, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it out. Now, Jesus didn't actually mean to cut out your right hand, but he was like, if there's something that makes you fall into sin, just get rid of it, just throw it, I don't know, do something extreme to prevent you from sinning. And I didn't really understand that until later, and I just threw my headphones, you know. I was like, that's it, if I don't do something, I'm gonna keep struggling, because that was my low point, that was my weakness. And after throwing them out in the trash, I never even felt the desire of listening to secular music anymore. Like, Jesus actually delivered me. It was Jesus, it was not me, but I had to do the part. I had to do my part in order to be set free. Like, there's just some things that we have to do, that it's in us that we have to do. Because that's why God gave us free will. He gave us free will to choose him willingly and to love him willingly. And, you know, we gotta change. We gotta do something. And Jesus will do his part. He will transform us through the Holy Spirit. But there are some things that really need us. Like, there's just things that are our responsibility. Like, our salvation is our responsibility. Like, through, we are saved by grace through faith, right? But we also have the saving faith results in good actions. Like, it's not the good actions that save us, but instead, because we are saved, we naturally do good deeds, right? Like, that's the way it is. But you can't just have the belief. Like, there's just things that we humans have to do, okay? God is all-knowing, and he's all in control, and he has all the power, but there's just some things that we have to do. Because if Peter wasn't obedient to Jesus, if he didn't throw the net, he wouldn't have caught the fish. He had to do that, right? Jesus told him to do that, and he did, because he was obedient, even though he didn't understand. If he let the confusion get to him, if he didn't obey Jesus, then no fish, because he didn't do that. Jesus could have done it. He did, like, he performed the miracle of the fish, right? But if Peter didn't throw the net, there would be no fish, because he did nothing, okay? Like, we just can't expect God to do everything for us. Like, we are responsible for certain things. So that's what I didn't really understand. But Jesus, because he's so good, he's really so good, he set me free from my left daydreaming after I did the part. Through the headphones and the desire, goodbye. There's no desire, because I prayed, I did my part, and there we go. But we have the things that we gotta do. Okay? So, he never really gave up on me, and I'm just so glad, so thankful. He changed me completely from how I was and how I am today. Like, you guys don't know me personally, but let me just tell you, I was not on fire for the Lord like I am today. Excuse me. I was far from God. I was gossiping. I even stole things when I was younger, a few years ago. I was living a worldly lifestyle. Secular music, movies, TV shows that were very much wicked. They were wicked, they were evil. And I was just kind of ignorant of it. I was just thinking, you know what? It is what it is. But no, Jesus really opened my eyes and he really worked on me in me so much, and I'm just so, so glad and so thankful for him, because he really, really never gave up on me. And that's just how good he is. And even today, we have our struggles, we have our battles, but Jesus is by our side, okay? God is by our side now. We can do everything in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13. I hope that's the right verse. Okay, we can do all in Christ who strengthens us. And we just gotta do our parts, okay? We just have to do our parts and he will do the rest, okay? We do our best and God will do the rest. But remember, before you do anything, pray. Pray about everything, every decision that you're about to make, pray about it. Because by prayer, you will receive guidance through the Holy Spirit. You will receive it and you won't regret it. You won't regret choosing Jesus and choosing to dedicate your life to Jesus, because he is worthy of it. And he's just so good in all those teachings. And I just love how he speaks to me and how everything starts to make sense in my head all of a sudden. Like, I just know that's him. I just know that's him. And also one thing, after like living the worldly lifestyle, living the fan culture, living the idolization, the temptation kept going. Like, the enemy kept pushing me. Like, he kept tempting me with going back to it, to the show, to Heartstopper, because he was like, oh, well, it's fine, it's funny, you know, you loved it, it was comforting, blah, blah, blah. And I just kept resisting the urge until I was so close to giving in again. But you know what I did? I prayed. I prayed because the Holy Spirit kept telling me to not go back to it. And I prayed, I cried, I was like, Lord, please don't let me go. Please don't let me drift away again. And the next day, because it was night when I prayed, I was like crying, I think. The next day, the desire, boom, it went away. Like, that's how good God is. Like, he really answered my prayers. And most of the time, we don't even notice. Most of the time, we don't even notice that God really answers prayers. Like, we ask for protection overnight, and then God wakes us. God wakes us up. Like, he was with us through the night. He was with us through the night, and he gave us a new day, and he still wants to use us, and he still has a plan and a future for us. So let's not waste the days that God uses, that God gives us. Let's not waste these days, because, guys, let me tell you, Christ is coming soon. I can feel it. I've had a rapture dream, and let me just say that it's really, really close. I can feel it, and there's a lot of prophecies fulfilling these days from Revelations, and, you know, we're really living in the end times, and I just want to prepare. I just want everybody that hears this podcast, this episode, to prepare for Jesus' return, because trust that you won't regret it. You will not regret giving your life to Jesus. I did. It wasn't hard to do it. Now, the Christian life is not easy, but it's worth it. It's really worth it. And just remember, just because you grew up in church, or if you know somebody who grew up in church, that doesn't necessarily make them a Christian. Like, they gotta know God on a personal level. They gotta sit in a quiet place with him and dive into his word. They gotta love him, you know? They gotta love him with all their being, just like it says in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, we gotta love God with all our hearts, all our souls, all of our minds, our strength. We gotta love God with all of our being. So, on that note, that was my testimony. That was how God spoke to me. Like, I know it's not super interesting. Like, I was stuck in sin and it was huge. Idolization, having idols is huge. Like, any sin is sin, okay? We do not compare big, small, it's sin, okay? I gossip, whatever I did, it's sin. But Jesus changed me and he really wants to change everybody's life. But we just gotta be willing, okay? We just gotta be willing. Like, God spoke to me so many times and he gave me grace. Excuse me again. He gave me grace and I was the one who had to respond. Like, God knocked on the door of my heart, but I had to open up the door, right? Because Jesus doesn't force anybody, but we are responsible for everything, as I mentioned. And he can change and transform every life. He convicts of sins. Just remember, Jesus convicts you. He does not condemn you. He calls you by your name, not by your sins. He convicts and he transforms and he uses. Praise be his name. He sets free from anything that you have. And there's nothing too hard for Jesus. So just have faith and just keep being close to the Lord. And prepare for what's coming. And just trust that the Lord is going to be with us all. And he's going to be our side. Because he really is good. And he's faithful towards his promises. He keeps his promises. And I hope that from this podcast you've learned something new. I don't know. I hope that you guys are going to stick to something that I've said in here. And that God may be with you all because Jesus loves you. And God bless you. Have a lovely day. Now, I just want to end the podcast by saying a quick prayer. Lord, I thank you for the message that you gave me to say today, for talking about my life and how I met you and how amazing and beautiful and loving you are. I pray that everybody who hears is blessed and protected by you, and that this podcast will bring joy, wisdom, and new things about you, and it will be a tool for them, for the people who we hear this today. And please, Lord, be with them all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. I hope you are having a lovely day, night, or at whatever time you're hearing this. And see you in the next one. Goodbye.